You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped, opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.
Welcome to the Big Suey, a podcast exclusive.
Risky move.
Just when you thought the show could not be more diluted.
Walk the plank.
Bam.
No more free Disney trips.
Now here's the marching band of nowhere.
Matey.
Fat face.
Dan's been stress eating.
And the habitual liar.
Stugatz can't be trusted.
The Big Suey.
Yo ho, a pirate radio life for me.
So we will talk about the Super Bowl at some point during this hour, and at the end we will unleash, at the end of this hour, a little bit of a surprise for you to make you feel like this Super Bowl week, which was weird and virtual and far away, us far away from Super Bowl week, us far away from the energy of Super Bowl week, it being the weirdest year plus in our lifetimes.
I mean, we had that Syracuse show on earlier this week. There wasn't a much energy there, Dan.
Yes, the Syracuse radio show that the students did from a ballroom, antiseptic, cavernous, shining hotel of a ballroom that was Radio Row this week. It wasn't quite the Super Bowl week, but we will try to punctuate it with some football talk at some point during this hour. But before we go down that path, I simply want to point out to you sort of a time in sports history, okay? I'm going to give you the quote from that time, because when you think about the people involved in the quote I'm going to read to you, this seems like a lifetime ago in terms of how baseball mattered in this country. Now, the quote is only from David Ortiz about Pedroia. But this seems like a different time in America when you think about what the Red Sox have become and how different baseball is than it was then. And baseball doesn't even have a David Ortiz, somebody with the star power and connection to a city in big moments. Baseball, where is that for baseball right now in terms of, you know, America falling in love with a baseball story because it's in the postseason?
Maybe Kershaw in L.A., maybe.
So David Ortiz comes from, you know, Boston strong. You don't bleep with our city. He he was sort of feels like an icon from a different time, and he played with Pedroia. And here is what he says about Pedroia, and this is the quote. This is basically exactly how David Ortiz would say it, but it feels so from a different time to me, Stugatz, that it feels like the black and white days when people would go to baseball games wearing suits and old-timey hats. And it wasn't that long ago. It was just a few years ago. But here's David Ortiz about Pedroia. Quote, he showed the whole planet it wasn't about height. It was about balls. If I had to pick one player to pay to watch, it was Dustin Pedroia. It's just
Big Poppy. I mean,
come on, Poppy. You're laying it on syrupy thick with your lovable Hispanic accent and that gap tooth smile. You're just giving the PR machine what it wants. Pedroia more popular in Boston. I read some reports that he was more popular, better Q rating than Rihanna. Not surprising. Pedroia is an American saint in Boston.
Riri. I mean.
Ortiz, how great. That's the PR manufactured quote, is it not?
Yes, and he wouldn't pay a penny to see Dustin Pedroia
play. One cent. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Would David Ortiz pay one penny to watch Dustin Pedroia play baseball? One penny.
We're slashing prices on tickets.
Ortiz, listen. There were times Pedroia was playing baseball, and you were probably in the dugout shitting. You were probably in the bathroom not watching him play baseball. You wouldn't pay any amount of money to watch him. You're full of shit, David Ortiz.
Big poopy.
Oh, you get it.
The Stugatz wheelhouse, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. He flies through the door with a dropkick. The big poopy.
I think it's still too soon.
He's so proud of himself. And he should be, Frank.
I got the
laugh.
He should
hit the wheelhouse.
I think it's still too soon, given that he was a victim there. But at what point is it okay to publicly cast doubt on the DR police investigation that it was a case of mistaken identity? That Big Poppy was mistaken for someone else in the Dominican Republic?
That story does seem to fall apart a little bit.
Has it? A hole in it, maybe the size of the gap in his smile.
Well, let me explain to you what happened when detectives showed up at Big Poppy. This is what he said. Pedroia showed the whole planet it wasn't about height. It was about balls. If I had to pick one player to pay to watch, it was Dustin Pedroia. That's what he told police.
It's amazing. It checks out.
It's in a police report.
It checks out. Case closed.
Okay, Bobby. Cuídate.
Cuídate. Let's book him Dano in Spanish.
Am I wrong when I say it feels like a different time to talk about baseball stars' connection to a city? You can make the argument, Stugatz, that how Boston feels about Pedroia is as good as any sports town has ever felt about any one person. And if it's not Pedroia for that time, then it would be David Ortiz. They were both playing into the wonderful mythology of how great Boston is about baseball after 100 years of never able to win anything at baseball.
I mean, Boston's had a lot of those guys throughout the year, like Larry Bird and Ted Williams and guys like that. It's just different now because guys don't stay with teams for nearly as long. So you don't have that connection player to city. It's why I said Kershaw. He's been there his entire career. I can't really think of too many other players. I mean, even quarterbacks are changing, Dan. It's crazy.
Well, speaking of which, and one of the stories we never got to over the course of this week was out of nowhere, because Deshaun Watson is available, hey, Gruden doesn't want Derek Carr anymore. Just figured out. Now, Derek Carr, Stugatz, we've been playing this game since Rex Grossman. You can't name 10 great NFL quarterbacks. But Derek Carr, according to the metrics, would be, last year, a 9 or a 10 in terms of quarterbacks.
Had a very good year.
And so he would be somebody that there would be a good amount of interest in. But does he do anything for you? Like, if your team feels like it's a quarterback away, is that the quarterback that they're away? Because if you're just one piece away and it takes, like, aren't the reports that Gruden wants two number ones for Carr, which seems asinine?
That means Watson would get you like four,
that's
right?
That's not asinine. It's not asinine. For a quarterback, that would be an upgrade at the position for maybe You can make the argument 2/3 of the league. I think it's fine. You can win a championship with Derek Carr. Derek Carr, I don't think, is the problem. He improved this year, by the way. 2 years ago, we can certainly have that discussion that he's overrated. But it says a lot about the franchise. He is quite easily the greatest quarterback that franchise has had, statistically speaking. He's just playing in an era where it doesn't really stick out all that
much. He's 28, 29. The last two seasons, I mean, Mike is right, 48 touchdowns and just 17 interceptions. Like, that's pretty good, Dan.
But aren't they of the opinion Waller is an extraterrestrial?
Yeah, yep. But he was there before Waller.
Mm-hmm. But he started having success with Waller.
Yeah, Waller's the first weapon during his time there that you could point to. It would have been interesting to see what he could have done with Antonio Brown. That's why a lot of people were really high on Derek Carr. Like, wow, what do you think he can do now with an actual weapon on the outside? Put it to you this way. If you're a Miami Dolphins fan and you all of a sudden have Derek Carr at the position rather than – this is not a Tua discussion. I promise you. We're not having that right now. Take his growth and development aside. Let's just say Derek Carr is the quarterback of last year's Dolphin team. They're a playoff team, right? You don't feel like headed into a game, even though, I mean, Josh Allen was great last year. You don't feel totally outgunned. This guy's capable of putting points on the board. If he's with the right team, that team can win a championship.
Well, but I would say if Derek Carr's with the Vikings, that team is capable of winning
a
championship.
Wait a minute.
It's an upgrade over Kirk Cousins.
Let's backtrack for just a second.
I mean, Jefferson and Cook, too.
The faint praise that Mike Ryan just gave Derek Carr is he's better than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. Yeah. He's better. He's better than about, you can make the argument, like I said, he's better than 2/3 of the league. If you put Derek Carr in Chicago, and that's a playoff team that went to the playoffs with Mitchell Trubisky, they feel suddenly a lot better about their chances. You put Derek Carr in San Francisco instead of Jimmy Garoppolo, I like that team better, and I'm probably taking a future on the Super Bowl on them.
Well, something is happening. You guys tell me if I've got this wrong, because as we head into this football season, or the end of the football season, and as you've seen some things happen recently in football that have felt a little more basketball-y in terms of getting you to fall in love with the transaction, because you're talking about big players moving. You know what happens in basketball? It becomes about the transaction because one player changes the fortunes of your franchise. This has not been the space that football operates in, but the most valuable position, there is change over. That Gruden seems to be out of the Carr game, even though Carr is the 9th-rated passer in the league, according to Pro Football Focus. So what I'm asking you guys is, as Stafford changes teams, as Goff changes teams, as you wonder to yourself, hey, wait a minute, does Belichick want back in the Garoppolo game? What game is Shanahan going to get into if he doesn't want Garoppolo and he realizes what the Rams just did with Goff? Hey, wait a minute, I made a bad move here. This is something that cuts the knees out from my franchise if I don't have value at the quarterback position. I give a bad contract to a guy who's not good enough. He's a system quarterback just like Goff is. What's Kyle Shanahan going to do? And so as we head into Mahomes against Brady, the future against the past, Mahomes against Brady, the future of the league for 10 years, the past of the league for the last 20 years, there's quarterback change at that position coming that is reminiscent of when. When have you seen what you're presently seeing? Deshaun Watson's in play. Quarterbacks are in play, and now football's offseason can fall in love with the transaction and fall in love with the basketball pieces of, wait a minute, I can get hope with a single signing. I might have to give up 3 first-round picks, but with one signing, I can take care of my team for a decade the same way I could in basketball.
I don't think we've ever seen anything like this in the NFL, and then you also have to factor in the top 2 picks are going to be what everyone believes to be really great quarterbacks for a really long time in the NFL. You have to, because that means Sam Darnold could be on the move. I mean, there's so many moving parts here.
Scott, what's interesting to me about where we arrive in football, because I know the last game of the season is the big celebration and it's America celebrating itself, and it's a weird year to be celebrating yourself, but sports arrives at the finish line and it does so in a really cool way with a storyline that's real easy and digestible for living room America. It's Mahomes against Brady. It's the past. It's the decorated champion against the guy everyone regards as better at doing that already than anyone has ever been.
Although Brady probably feels like he's the future.
Yeah, probably still would argue on behalf of he's the future. And in fact, I believe he will retire Mahomes 15 years from now as a 60-year-old trailing a dialysis machine filled with applesauce. But in the interim, what you are witnessing, and this part is interesting to me, a macro discussion about football doing big things well, you are witnessing at the intersection of the evolution of the position where Deshaun Watson can be someone as a mobile quarterback that you might have questioned out of college who could be one of the best in the game, the evolution of the position both from a strategic perspective and also the old guys are getting weeded out. Drew Brees and Roethlisberger looked kind of done. The guys who have been dominating this landscape for 10 years, 15 years, Brady's case, 20 years, they're about done. Their prototype is about done. Maybe Trevor Lawrence will be total dropback. Maybe Justin Herbert will be total dropback, but it looks like Josh Allen's coming. It looks like that kind of player is coming to the position. So what you have right now at the top of the sport is a really cool story combined with that, because the position's about to change a huge amount, Stugatz. If you've got all these, we don't know where Derek Carr is going to be. We don't know. I mean, I guess Aaron Rodgers is going to remain there with what everybody is saying, but we don't know what Kyle Shanahan is going to do. We don't know if Belichick is going to stay with Cam Newton or is going to want Garoppolo.
You don't know if the Dolphins want to stay with Tua or go after Deshaun Watson. You don't know if the Jets want to go with Justin Fields or, you know, stick with Sam Darnold. There's so many questions at that position, the most important position in sports. It's never happened before.
And what you've already seen with Detroit is a team that actually has a good player at that position but is picking high in the draft and sees an opportunity to hit reboot because maybe they feel like they max out, and you might have a former MVP like Matt Ryan all of a sudden available. You're never going to see quarterback movement the way that you're seeing in this offseason. It's already begun with Stafford for Goff, and that's one of the biggest trades in NFL history.
You put Derek Carr in the Colts, they winning? They have a chance at winning?
They're better.
Yeah.
They're better because Philip Rivers wasn't the Philip Rivers that we saw over his career, but that Derek Carr is easily an upgrade over the Philip Rivers that we saw in a Colts uniform.
Have there been any explanations for why it is that Indianapolis didn't get into the Stafford game?
They did.
They did, I think a lot of people thought Stafford would end up there.
They did. They just weren't as good as the Rams offer. And I also think there was a part of Detroit doing right by Matthew Stafford because he preferred going to Los Angeles over Indianapolis. There's going to be Indianapolis, Denver, even though they have Drew Locke, who's sort of in that Tua territory, even more so because he's played a little bit longer. Is this really the guy? We're in a division with Herbert and Mahomes and Carr. Is this what we're going to go into battle with? So there's that position is super unsettled. Oh, boy. Guys, we got into a really strong football conversation there, and our chief Super Bowl guest is here.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
We've been promising you a week that has not felt very much like the Super Bowl, has not felt like Radio Row. It has been a bit of a sad week.
Although the last 15 minutes felt good. Quarterback carousel.
Well, this is no, but it didn't feel as good as these moments right now feel, because let me explain to the audience what it is that has just made its way into the Zoom in a way that brings us great delight. I am looking over the Zoom, and Billy is smiling, and Mike Ryan is smiling, and Roy is smiling, and Chris, both Chris's are smiling because, and oh my God, he looks good. He looks like he smells.
He always looks good.
Yeah, but he looks like he smells good as well, does he not, Mike?
Looks a little sideways if we can get to a like a horizontal view.
Okay. Oh, well, it's up now. It's up. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Kenny G.
Yes.
Making his, yes, 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 yes. I cannot believe that you, in the middle of a morning afternoon, you look nightclub sleek. You look like someone who is hosting the suavest of lounge X in a hotel in 1950s sort of Miami Beach. You look like sleek show business right now, Kenny G. I did not imagine you wandering around your house in a suit. What is that, a sports coat?
Hey, this is for you guys. This is the first time you've actually let me on video. I had to look good.
Your screen is sideways.
And I'm in my studio. I thought, you know, this is big time for me. This is a career make or break right now.
Kenny, I am so happy that you decided to give us some time, but I am tilting my head right now because your screen is sideways.
That's fine, though. Why don't we just leave it like that? We could just leave Kenny with a sideways screen.
Kenny's fixing it
now.
There he is. Oh, yeah, go upside down.
It is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Wait, what is this?
That's
is this
good.
Better or not?
That's perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
That
perfect.
Is a perfect. Nice suit, yes. Kenny.
Okay, hold on. I got to fix this then. Hold on.
All right.
Now, a lot of people...
I got to find the stand. I had it all set up for the sideways. I thought you wanted it sideways.
Yeah, but for whatever reason, the image stayed sideways with you, so I had my head on an angle. Now, this is very exciting because a lot of people are assuming...
Okay, is this worse?
No, that's
great.
Good.
That's good. Good. Kenny. That's good.
Great.
Good.
She got his mom died.
Okay,
this week,
great. Right? Okay, great. All right.
Shut your mouth. Jesus Christ.
There.
Jesus Christ is interesting.
Are we good?
I know about
Are
your family.
Good?
Yes, yeah. We're good. We're all set. We were just talking amongst ourselves.
I can't see you guys, though.
But you look great,
Kenny.
Right.
Kenny, how are you one of the old people? Kenny, how are you one of the old people on Stugatz's mom's funeral Zoom? I don't understand what's happening here. Have you not been doing any Zooms during the pandemic, Kenny? Why are you struggling so much with your computer? You look great. It's nice to see you. Your hair looks impeccable. There is no doubt that you smell good. You either smell like good cologne or you smell like the best of soap. What do you smell like right now?
You know, the thing is, I've always thought that I would like to compete with Howard Stern for the best hair, but for some reason, I'm never on his list, speaking of how good my hair looks.
So good. It's such good. Do you do anything with it? I didn't think that this is the show we'd be doing, but do you do anything with your hair?
I just get someone to come in and tease it.
Okay.
Hey, man.
By the way, that is not true. Now I see you. There you are.
Yeah.
Now you're gone.
Kenny, what is going on with you? We are all here. We are smiling at you maniacally. We don't understand why it is you can't figure out the Zoom. Where are we in the proceedings? Can you see us?
No, I can't see you. By the way, I'm... This is my setup when I do my cameos. I'm all set up here. You can hear I've got my sound up. Obviously, it sounds really beautiful in
so
here,
good.
But for some reason, you guys are f***ing the whole thing up.
That's what we do, Kenny. That's what
Kenny,
we do.
Kenny, we're not on ESPN anymore. You Kenny, can let the sorry. Curse words fly.
That's fine. It's no problem. Kenny, you sound so good. So let's get out of the way. Just here. It really sounds acoustically amazing. It's not that it's ever bad when you're on with us, but that couldn't sound any better.
I mean, how much are you charging for cameos, Kenny G?
How much are you charging? Because it's not enough, whatever it is that they're paying you.
Look, just go to cameo.com. All the answers are there.
All right.
Well, what are you doing for us here today? Because I know that we've got our question, but we're saving that for the very end in order to honor the Super Bowl week. Do you have anything for us musically that we could enjoy with you? Something to get us fired up for the game? Something to feel good about ourselves? Something to head into the weekend with some festivity and some fiesta? Because this studio he's got, how good does that look, Mike? That looks like a man at the top of his profession. Oh, wow. Look at this. Jesus.
Oh,
so good.
Love you.
That's a track.
I'm ready for some football, man.
That's a track off of your halftime performance with us during the national championship game. Remember, you did the halftime performance with an orange painted Chris Cody while he was juggling oranges. It's the same exact track.
It made us so happy. Amazing. Kenny, we do not deserve how professional that sounded. You elevated everything around you. I just want to sit here and listen to his music, but I suppose I should be asking him Super Bowl questions.
Well, you're talking to someone right now in Kenny G that's actually performed alongside the halftime entertainment at the Super Bowl. Many blogs, many Twitter accounts are wondering, is Kenny G going to make an appearance alongside the Weeknd yet again? Doesn't look like it from the looks of that studio.
I probably should be in Tampa by now if that was going to happen, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just lost $50.
Hey, it's not over yet. I mean, there's time. I haven't heard a word, and that's kind of the way it is. I don't bug any of the guys that I work with. I don't ask them, you know, hey, do you want me to be part of this? I just wait. They come to me, and when they're ready, you know, I'm ready. I enjoyed working with him. That kid is good. He's pro. He's going to do an amazing halftime show. I know it.
Do you have some favorite collaborations in your past, Kenny, where just you found yourself working with somebody and said to yourself, I'm a little bit awed here, or I can't believe that this is a real thing that's happening?
Yeah, well, I mean, I played on a Frank Sinatra record. Come on.
That'll do it.
That's King of the Mountain right there.
Wow, that was
so it wasn't stupidity, huh?
Hey, how good does the sax look right here? You know, this is my high school sax. You know, I've had this thing since high school, which proves you blow something for 40 years, you stay together.
Hey, Kenny G!
Working blue.
Baby. Kenny, I am telling you right now, you are giving, tell me I'm, Mike, I believe this right now, what is happening in the Zoom, I believe to be the single sexiest moment in the history, not sexiest, sexiest moment in the history of our show. He is just pulsating sensuality right now. He is luring, he's just luring people into his web of sensual.
Stop talking over Kenny G. He looks so great.
Reverb.
You know, it's super early where Kenny G is and he's dressed up. Why, Kenny, it's like super early where you're at and you're dressed up. So did you do this for us?
He did it for us.
He did it for us.
He did it for us. Yes.
Wow. I imagine you also roll out of bed in a suit.
Yes,
though.
I do that. I think that as well. I think that that's exactly what he looks like when he's getting out of bed. It's
because it was changed.
It's because it was what he was wearing when he got into bed. Isn't that right?
Hey-o.
Hey. Baby, sex joke. So got his mom's dad.
Mike, stop.
Jesus.
So are you guys doing good down there?
We are okay, Kenny.
Well, outside of Sugat.
Did you hear what Mike just said?
Yes. Well, wait a minute.
Not
we're not
your
gonna
fault,
do
Kenny.
This. We're not. We really. This
no,
is
we're
where
not.
We're gonna take it.
Well,
no,
I mean, how great would a Shiva gift be from one Kenny G?
You know what, Kenny? If you could play something that I could then hand over to my dad to make him feel better this week, that would be very nice.
I'm gonna FaceTime your dad.
Oh, for the love of God!
Of course. Honestly, just cameo.com.
Well played, KG.
And by the way, if you want a guaranteed 24-hour or less turnaround, that's an option.
Oh, man. That's putting you to shame.
He really
not
is.
For me.
It's he is happen. Good. Do you ever let them expire, Kenny, like Stugatz does? He lets them expire right and left.
Oh, okay. First of all, I'm Jewish and I'm from Seattle. No. No, I don't let any of them expire. And if one thinks they're going to expire, I reach out and make sure they stay with me.
Right. I don't do that, Kenny.
No, he does not.
Just let them expire. Yeah.
You need another business manager.
You're right. Well, if I was charging $2,000 per cameo, I wouldn't let him expire either, you know?
I'm not that expensive.
I'm going to go check it out right now and see where you're at.
So
go check it out. You'll see my price. It's just there.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate your time as always. We have to get you out of here on this one. What is the single most important thing that they have to do
to beat the Bucks?
I just need to play the national anthem.
Yes.
Excellent.
Kenny, electric performance.
It's always nice seeing you. You got us ready for the Super Bowl. You got America ready for the Super Bowl. Kenny, we always appreciate how available you are to our show. We appreciate your friendship, sir.
And same to you. And always available. And I will always make sure I look good for the show.
Available for $295 on Cameo. Jesus, Kenny.
Business is a booming.
You want the best, ain't you?
$40 for me.
And that proves it right there.
God damn.
Oh, now I see you guys. Body. Finally, I see
hey!
You guys.
Hey! We miss you, Kenny.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.